Chazor Zeich and Lishabach Rech Lishalag Mevam Yehudim Sech the Beyadaf Yudalad. Zok the Mishnah B'Shamay say if someone wants to crush spices on Yom Tif, it must be done with a wooden pestle, and the crushing of salt has to be done with an earthenware keli or with a wooden mixing spoon. Basil say spices may be crushed in a normal manner or with a stone pestle, and salt may be crushed with a wooden pestle. Shekhmer all agree in the Mishnah that the salt has to be crushed differently than usual. Why is that so? So Rav Huna and Rav Chisda each give a reason. One says, because that one knows that he'll need salt on Yom Tov, he should have heard before Yom Tov, whereas other spices are not always needed, therefore you wouldn't always know. Another says, because spices taste better when they're crushed fresh, whereas salt does not, and the salt therefore should have done before Yom Tov. Shekhmer, what's the difference between these two reasons? Mora says, when he knows before Yom Tov that he would need spices, could be a different reason. Also, number two, is saffron spice doesn't taste better when it's crushed fresh, and therefore it should have been done the day before. Zaktum Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel said everything may be crushed in a normal manner, including salt. In our Mishnah all agree that salt may not be crushed in a normal manner. Mar says he'll follow Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Isa, who says that Beishamay and Beis Hillel both agree that spices may be crushed in a normal manner, and even salt that is crushed along with the spices may be crushed in a normal manner. They only argue regarding crushing salt on its own. Beishamay say it may not be done normally, and Beis Hillel say that it may. Rav Acha bar Adla told us that when you crush salt, lean the keli on its side, so it's slightly different than usual. Rav Sheshes heard a pestle crushing something. He said, this is clearly not from my house, because he had told his family it's not in Aleta crush salt in the usual manner. Maybe this keli was being leaned on its side. Based on the sound, Zuckerberg, he was able to tell that it wasn't. Maybe other spices were being crushed. Mara says, crushing spices makes a louder noise than he was hearing. Brisa says one may not make the tisni dish made by crushing each kernel of wheat into four pieces on Yom Tov, and one may not crush in a mortar on Yom Tov. The first halacha of the Braisa seems to allow crushing in a mortar other than tisni, but the second halacha says it may not be done. The Mara says the Braisa is one halacha, means to say that one may not make tisni because one may not crush in a mortar on Yom Tov. If this is correct, the Braisa only has to say that one may not crush in a mortar. It would be obvious that tisni can't be made. The Mara said if we would just say that, we would think that only a large mortar may not be used, but a small one may be used for all different types of crushing. The Braisa says that wheat may not be crushed in any size mortar. Fidekmar Bryce says that a small mortar may be used. Abaya said, even the Bryce only prohibits a large mortar. It's only tisni that's not allowed to be made in a small mortar. Rava said, the first Bryce discussed the people of Eretz Yisrael who may not even use a small mortar because we don't trust their servants to use only a small mortar. The second Bryce discusses the people of Babel who didn't have servants, therefore they were trusted to use a small mortar. Rapapa was given crushed wheat in the house of Shmuel. He didn't eat it. Why wouldn't he eat it? Maybe it was done in a small mortar. And the Gemara was too fine to have been done in a small mortar. Maybe it was done before Yom Tov. Mercy, you can tell by the color that it had been peeled that day. We can also say that he didn't trust the servants of Shmuel to have done it before, to have done it in a small mortar. Zuck, the Mishnah, if someone wants to separate kidneys from a mixture on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai say he has to separate it at the time he's ready to eat and follow the other restrictions that would apply to the situation on Shabbos. Beis Hillel say he may separate it as he does during the week, even using his lap to spread the items out, a funnel or a plate. However, he may not use a board or any sifter. Rav Gamliel says he may even wash and skim off the top to be explained in the Gemara. Zuck, Gemara, Bryce says Rav Gamliel says taking the food from the mixture is only allowed when the food is the majority. However, if the other items are the majority, one would not be allowed to take the food because that would exert more effort. In fact, Gemara, no one would allow one to even move the food if it's not the majority. The Mara says he means that if the food is a majority, but it would take more effort to pick up the food and to pick the food out of the mixture, it should not be done. Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer af medeach v'shoyler. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Tzadok, said, Rabbi Gamliel's custom was to take a pail full of lentils and fill it with water to above the level of lentils. The result would be that the lentils stayed on the bottom and the impurities that he wanted to separate rose to the top. Zok the Mishnah B'Shamay say one may not send presents on Yom Tov except for things that are ready to use and are not typically put away for the next day. B'Shamay will say one may even send animals that are alive or shechted, wine, oil, flour, and kidneys, but not grain. Rav Shimon says one may even send grain. Zok the Mara B'Chil taught a Braisa that one may send presents as long as he doesn't send it with a bunch of people, which would look like he's going to sell the items in the market. A Braisa says a bunch of people means at least three people. Rav Ashi asks, what if three people are sent but each has a different item? Take Ublaip Tashayla. Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Mater Betu. Abraisa explains that Rav Shimon allows this because there are dishes that can be made with the grain even if it's not ground. Zok the Mishnah, one may send clothing, whether sewn or not, even if it has shatness, as long as they're needed for Yom Tov. However, one may not send sandals with nails on the bottom or an unsewn shoe. Rabbi Huda says one may also not send a white shoe because it still has to be dyed before it can be worn. The klal is, if something can be used on Yom Tov, it may be sent on Yom Tov. Fact the Gemara, sewn clothing can be worn and unsewn clothing can be used to cover oneself. What use can clothing with shatness have? Don't answer that you can sit on it because we learned that the Chum say that one may not do so because we're concerned that the shatness thread will fold over on top of him, which would be usher. This Gzeir applies even if there are many layers between the person and the shatness item that he's sitting on. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah refers to curtains made of shatness. Fact the Gemara, Ula said that a curtain is treated as clothing because some people wrap themselves themselves in it for warmth. If so, it would be usher to have it made of shatness as well. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah refers to hard, stiff material which can provide warmth or bend, and is therefore mutter to sit on.